We have a Tosfos to learn yet on the previous sugya, Tosfos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Kigoyin Pope Barabe. Aisha Pope said, this halacha that we have Chamisha Sheyoshvel HaSafsol Boacha Boechad v'yoshev olo v'shibrei achen chayev, so Rapope said, kegoin pope barab. The shaila is, why does this have to be said? It was a very stout person. Meforish Rashbam, the noket pope barabe, lefi shelestam b'nei odom hushol. That means, if a person comes into someone's house, and so automatically, you don't have to ask permission, can I sit down on the chairs? Is, l'chol avo me'elav le'shev olov. That means that's a normal procedure when someone comes into someone else's house. We assume that he's permitted to sit on his chairs. Ki stam safsol osi lekach. That's what a chair is made for, to sit on. So Memele, even though there was not a Beferishtike Shaila, but we can assume that the Yizichi gives him permission to sit on it. And if he gives him permission to sit on it, so it's equivalent to a Shoyo. So I'm allowed to use your chair. Vahave kemesa machmas meloche. So Memele, if it broke, so it's that's what a chair is oimed for. And if it broke, so there's no taina. Aval pope bar abe shehu meshune v'koveid mishar b'nei odom. So that's a stam b'nei odom. But a pope bar abe who's 500 pounds, stome ein sha'oloi. So it's not lent to him. Ulefikach tzorech loyma. Kigoin pope bar abe akulakoi. It's going, all these six people, all of them were pope bar abes. Bidekama besama, because the Gemara says later, ivlav at have a yesvinem pute vekaimen. That means we're speaking about that it would have broken through the first five if they would have been there 2 hours. But they say, if you wouldn't have sat down, we would have gotten up in a few minutes, and some amela, it wouldn't have broken because of us. So these five people are also explaining their actions, that they never had an intent to sit long enough to break it, but it would seem if they would have broken it, they would have to pay. So Kochel, you have to say, they're also Papa Barabbas. All these people involved in this Safsal were people who I cannot assume that they had permission to sit on it. Umiyu lefia maskone. But according to the maskone, the Mishani, the Bahadi, the Kosoma Halayu, the maskone sagmore is that he leaned on them. Ein tzorich leforish techai ve'la'achem bilvad. Then we say that they're bechlal not mechuyiv. He was meineya them from getting up. So he's the whole mechayiv. So then we don't have to say they're papa barabbas. That means because he's only mechuyiv. So then the maskon is that he's a papa barabe. Umitoich kach, and because of this shtik teire, pota abo b'nei odom, sheyoshvu al safsol echot shal amone v'shibrua. It was a maise, four people sat on a bench, of an amone nebech, and they broke it, and the Rashbam said, de pota, it's maise machmas melochi. Rav Rabbi Zriel Chiev Leshalem. Rabbi Zriel said the Chai. What is the svar of Rabbi Zriel? So I saw in Beis Lechem Yehuda, he wants to say that even though the Zicher a concept of Mesa Machmas Melochia, which is Potter, the Ptur of Mesa Machmas Melochia is only if there was a Beferish Shaila. That means, I lent you an article, so why did you lend it to me for? That I shouldn't use it? So, Akochoch, the Shaila was with an intent to use it. So if it broke Bishas using it, that was what the Shaila was all about. Here there was no Beferish Shaila. They permitted to sit. But since there was no Beferish Shaila, so it could be, you could sit, you have a Rishus to sit, but on your own Achayas, if it'll break, you'll have to pay for it. Rabbi Zriel held that the Ptur of Mesa Machmas Meloche is not applicable by I assume he's permitted to do it. Mesa Machmas Meloche was only said if there was a Beferish Shaila, then there's a Ptur of Meis and Machmas Meloche. So Memele Rabbi Azriel was Mechayiv, these four people to pay for the Safsal. Rabbi Nutam Meforish, to knock out Papa Barabe, Mishum de Koma Bemaskone. So according to Rabbi Azriel, we have to know, why does it say Papa Barabe? Is this so? If you're chayiv to pay, the case Rabbi Zriel was mechayiv was afilu, there was no Papa Barabbas. The chair broke because we mechayiv to pay. So then we have to understand, so why does it mention Papa Barabbas? In the time before, to knock it Papa Barabbas, mishum de koma b'maskone, de koichai ke gufay domi, v'davke Papa Barabbas, and v'davke Papa Barabbas shu odom koveid, Umitoich kovdoi main on lamay. That means he was leaning on them. And a papa barabe leaning on someone could take be mainayim from getting up. Avo shar b'nei odom she'ein kvedim kol kach ve'ein smichoson ma'akiv milamayt inu nami poshu shaloi omdu. That means we have to say that it was such a stout person that by leaning on them, they were taken not capable of getting up. But if it wouldn't be a Papa Barabe, that means a Papa had a... If that's the Maskonis HaGemore, that he's Chayiv and they're not Chayiv because of him they didn't get up, so we have to say it's speaking about a realistic case. How can one be Mineya, five people by not getting up? A koch has to be a Papa Barabe. Or else, kulan chayovim, even though they see he didn't want them to get up, if they could have gotten up, they should have gotten up. Lefizet zorch loimed dar a Papa atme bolotaretz ma sheiksha visuloi. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the whole necessity of to say it's speaking about Papa Bar Abe is only necessary according to the Maskone. Why the first one is Chayiv and why they're not Chayiv. And according to the Maskone, Bechlal is not Shver Vesuleke. So this has nothing to do with the Mishnah. It's called he made the whole Hezek. We have to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Papa said right away this teretz, realizing that the pstakash is not shver. Hakoch, this has to be the yakimte, because it's a barais, and this has to be the yakimte, so mamele, the kasha is not shver, that it's saying the mission, because if this is the yakimte, it's not if sharti, mitzas nisko, I hafti betashlume, ke chol nisko. Let us see the Gemara further. You have another case. that it's achshalti b'mitzvos niskoi, and yechayiv. Odesanya iku asora b'nei odom b'esa maklois. 10 people hit someone with 10 sticks, and he died. Bein b'basachas, bein bozeach hazeh, umeis kulam p'tur. They're all potter. You have 10 people that killed someone, and they're all potter. Rav Yudah ben Seira Imar, bozeach hazeh ha'achim chayiv, minei shekirev es misosa. Now let us see Rashi. Before we see the Rashi Pturin, let's see the next Rashi. Shekirev misosa. Upluktayu de Rab Yehuda ben Seira barabonam meforish pesanhedrin bepek elo einan ischofen. We're talking about bezeach hazeh, that 9 people killed him. Rab Yehuda sova kiyake kol nefesh odom ksiv. It says, ish kiyake kol nefesh odom. So what's this kol nefesh odom? The mashme kol dohu nefesh. There's only a kol dohu nefesh which is remaining. That means, we're talking about bezeach hazeh, the 9 people took away most of his nefesh. He's in a very critical matzav now, but he's still alive. And now, this 10th person that hit him with a makel, that was the makel bepatish, he killed him. So Rab Yehuda holds Yochayev, because the posik says, kol dohu nefesh yochayev, and a kol dohu nefesh also chayev. The Rabbanan Sovri, this kol nefesh means kula nefesh mashme. You only chayiv if you were mesalek the whole nefesh. So that's a taj kol nefesh. So memele, if this person was already beaten up by 9 people and he's critically ill because of these hakois, so the 10th one is also put. Bahainu, so now that's pshat. So the Gemara is asking according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Bahainu hichshalti b'miktzas niskoi. That means that he, lemaise, the 10th one, did not cause the whole misa. Reiv of the Misa, Reiv of the Nefesh, was already taken care of by the first 9. And he was Goymer the Misa. And he's Chayiv Al-Tzreitzeach. It's called he killed him. Even though the Misa, so it's that would be very good pshat in the Mishnah. Dum yedechayfer boyer sharishin hizik va'achrein horak. So it says that the Achin is Chaya for the Misa. So even though also the Rishin contributed perhaps Roiv of the Misa, Roiv Misasa Huwaisa, Bertisha Roiv Misasa Huwaisa, but Al Koponim, the Misa came about through the Achin. And that was Pshadich Shalti B'mitzis Niskoi, Chavte B'teshlume Niskoi, Kehersha Kol Niskoi. So Memele, so the Gemara says, I have another pshat in the Mishnah. It could be going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Now let's go back to the first Rashi. Pturim, she'en yedua al yedei mi nerak. So Rashi here is speaking about basachas. Basachas, and the Beis Lechem Yud explains that basachas does not mean tzievshel tzamsim b'dei odom. So when they all hit him, there could be there was one that was the tenth hakah. That was the kol do nefesh. So we can never know who was the one that really killed him. So bas achas, if you look according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Yepota, because who was the one that was goyim demisa? Who was the one that was makke kol do nefesh? But Bezeh Hazeh, I see, after 9, he's still, he's a Goises Bidei Odom, and the 10th one is Chayiv. Agavuche, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, even though there's Psukim, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's very interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains the Lomdus of the Machloikis. There are 3 types of Goisesin. There's a geises bidei shamayim. That means that a person is sick. He's on the process of dying. He's in the matzav of gesisa, which roiv geises in lemisa. And if a person will kill him, he's a shefer domim, according to everyone. A geises bidei shamayim, you're a shefer domim. There's a treife. A treifa means that one of the vital organs are damaged. A treifa is called a gavre ktila. So he doesn't have a person who doesn't possess one of these vital organs, so he's a gavre ktila. He's walking and does, and he's a gavre ktila. Then everyone holds your potter. No chiyuv bechlal to if one kills him. Then there's a geises bidei odom. A geises bidei odom is this case of iku tisha bnei odom. That means, so here the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds that since no, lemaisi didn't become a treif, and no vital organ became damaged in an oifen that it cannot function, Zicha Dahakoa made a tremendous yerida on his health. That's poshet. Dahakoa Zicha made him a goises. That's for sure. But since the vital organs were not damaged, he's not a treifet. So this is similar to a goises b'day shamayim. A goises b'day shamayim also is not, his chances of living are very slim. But al koponim is called a chai. Since the organs are still bishlei musam, there's other reasons why he's in the process of dying. He's a geises, but he is a din chai. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds. And the Chachamim hold this is similar to a treife, because since it's of the bei maise, that means the maise hakor of the 9 people, that's worse than bidei shemaim. Bidei shemaim is called that, Hakol b'day shemaim, mischiyas b'day shemaim. So b'day shemaim, they're taking away the chiyas, but Kolzman is still alive. He is a din chai. Hashenken agoises b'day odom. Since it's of the bei maise, the maise brought him in a matzav of gesise. So this is equivalent to a treife. But we have psukim. I'll call upon him. So now we have a kash. So we have a kash. So we have another case that we can say pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in mitzvah niskei, chavti tushom in niskei, kehech shekol niskei. So the Gemara says two terutzim. Biktola loikamayri. The Mishnah is speaking about nizokin. This is murder. Biktola loikamayri. Viboy yiseime. Biplukta loikamayri. We don't want to zetzain the Mishnah. It's a stam Mishnah, and this is a matter of opinion. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. That's we don't want to zetzain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Like the Gemara Deloi. For Kimnen Deloi Kerebi. I mean, we had a mahalach that the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi. It's going according to the Chachamim, that the one who makes it a Ber Yud is Chayv on the Zokin also. He's Chayv at Hashlum in the Zokin. So he's going be Kepluktev. So the Gemara says this, Anshodim. The Loike Rabbi Ocherabonon Bakmina. That's not such a Deichek to say that the Mishnah is going not like Rabbi. Because the Rabbonim are Rabbim, so we're saying the Mishnah is going a little bit Rab. But to say that the Mishnah is going according to a Yochid, that we would not want to say. זאת רשי, דלוי כרבי וכרבון המקמינה, דלוי כרבי. לרסי תאיסבס, כולן פטורים, וביש ברישן כדי להומס. That means this halacha, that according to the Chachamim, your potter, when it's a kol dehu nefesh, means that the first one gave an hako, that's biyodei lahomis. So memele, yodei lahomis means, could be he'll die later, could be he won't die, Masher Hashem is alive, but it was a kol, that's bekoichei lahomis, so that's called a kol dehu nefesh, that's left. The b'shem b'kedei lahomis afilu rabbonon achren chayiv k'demuchik b'per kol ha'nisrofim. But if it's ain b'kedei lahomis, so then that's called a kol nefesh. So if it's not k'dei lahomis, it's only k'dei lahazik. That's called kol nefesh. Let us see the Gemara weiter. Chavti b'tashlumei niskoi kehersher kol niskoi. Chavti b'niskoi loiktoni elo b'tashlumei niskoi. It doesn't say chav to pay for the hezik, elo b'tashlumei niskoi. Tanino loho detona rabonon tashlumei nezik. It's a riot to the Baraisa that is medayik tashlumei nezik melamed shabaylim metaplim b'nevela. Now let us see Rashi. B'niskoi loiktoni levi mashme shiyishalim shir gomu chai v'hu yitolas nevela. Who would say chavti b'niskoi, that means I killed a shir, so hefti shtom tzua lebedik yishir, loiktoni. Elo b'tashlumai niskei. Zogt Rashi, b'tashlumai niskei, d'mashme, hashlome, I'm mashlim. Sheyitel nizik as hanevele, he takes the nevele, v'zeh mashlim loi mashe pichsosoi mise. He's mashlim, whatever is missing. That means you take the nevele, and I mashlim the rest. Tashlumei niskoi malamit, loshen hashlome mashlim loy lenizik. Now, on the side is, it says, in the riff it says, tashlumei nezik v'ayin rishash. I'd just like to explain, there's a gavaldike ha'ore here from the rishash. Let us look in the Mishnah for 1 second. The Mishnah Daf Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah says as follows: Ichsharti b'miktzas niskoi, chavti b'tashlumei niskoi, kehechsher kol niskoi. And on this line, the third line of the Mishnah, it says b'tashlumei niskoi. It does not say chavti b'niskoi. So you see that the Bailam takes the nevela. And the Nizik takes the Nevela, and the Mazik is Mashlem and the Nevela. So the Gemara is Medayik B'tashlumei Niskoi. Now let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Chav HaMazik L'shalim Tashlumei Nezik B'meitav Ha'oretz. Meitav Ha'oretz. Now let's look again. So it says twice in the Mishnah, Tashlumei. It says Tashlumei Niskoi, and then it says at the end, Chava mazik gisham tashlumei nezik. So the Gemara started from the Reish of the Mishnah. And the Reish of the Mishnah is chavti b'tashlumei niskoi. Oh, tashlumei niskoi. Why does it say chavti b'niskoi? Oh, zaraye that is mashed. Fine. A diik from the Mishnah. Tenino, oh, from our Mishnah zaraye to the Barais. Lohod eton rabot. Now, but there's a Baraisa. The Baraisa also said this halacha. Now, if we look at the Lashon of the Gemara, the Tana Rabbono, Tashlumei nezik, melamed shabaylem metaplim b'nevela. So it's really very modne. It's modne. The Mishnah says twice tashlumei. So tashlumei niskoi. Tashlumei nezik. The Baraisa was medayik from the safe of the Mishnah. I wasn't the, and the Gemara said, oh, from the reish of the Mishnah Baraya to the Baraisa. It's a psalmodne meise. It's main, Now Rashi is doch domodne. Rashi is goyres, tashlumei niske. Rashi is going pshat on the Baraisa. Melamed, so the Baraisa went on the reisha. Melamed, loshen ha-shlome, mashmoy le-nizik. So Rashi is ichashver. So the Baraisa said, but the Gemara is medayik. So this is mamish apela. So if we say tashlumei niske in the Baraisa, so we're going on the reisha of the Mishneh, Tashlumei niskoi. So the Baraisa says, oh, Tashlumei niskoi. Zaraya doesn't say niskoi. Tashlumei niskoi. It's a raya that a baila metaplum in the baila. So the Gemara says, you know, I made the same diik. No, I have a raya to the Baraisa. Because I said it. I mean, that's, tanina loho de tona rabon. So that's mamish apela. So, it's very modern. I make a diik. And you know, my diik is a raya to the Baraisa. I mean, that was the Baraisa's diik, right? The Rishash wants to say, he brings up his Chidushi and says shame on the Riv. If we will be greatest Tashlumei Nezek, so then he wants to say, it could be, we could understand the Gemara a little bit. He says, in the Seif it says, Chav HaMazik L'Shalem Tashlumei Nezek B'Meita V'Oretz. So he says, from the Sefer, could be the word Tashlumei does not necessarily mean that he's, that Baila Metaplam in the Baila. Since he said, Chav HaMazik L'Shalem, this is a continuation of paying. The Mazik has to pay. So Tashlumei Nezek could mean a Tashlumim. We're saying L'Shalem Tashlumei Nezek. So the Tashlumei of the Sefer is not a such a strong diuk that it means Baila Metaplam in the Baila. In the Reisha it says, Chavti B'Tashlumei Niskoi, it doesn't say L'Shalei. So Mamele, so that's what the Gemara means. The Baraisa brought a Raya from the Sefer. The Sefer could be Mefakpik, could be the Loshen Tashlumei was used because he says L'Shalei. So that is why, so there's no raya from the Sefer. The raya, so that's what he says, Tanin lo de Tana Rabon, because in the Reisha it doesn't say L'Shalem, it also says Tashlumei Niskoi. So this is a raya that Bailem Metaplem Benevelem. Zok the Gemara, Minohani Mili. How do we know this halacha that a Bailem Metaplem Benevelem? And that, Omar Rab Ami, so we'll have three riots from three psukim. Omar Rabami de Omar Kro, Maka Nefesh Behemi Yishalmeno. Al Tikri Yishalmeno, Elo Yashlimeno. He says he should be Mashlim from the Nevela, whatever is Nechsal, whatever the Misa made was Mafsid. Till the Nevela is Yashli Meno. So it makes a drash Yashli Meno. What does Rashi say? Abayla metaplam b'nevela, kloima, noitlam es ha-nevela. Yashli Meno, mashme she yishalem ha-moiso. He should be mashlim, but with the hepsid that's left over. Let us see Tosfos, Yashli Meno. So it's very interesting. The Gemara is darshaning. It says Yishal Meno. The Gemara darshans Yashli Meno. So if I Tosfos, so why can I make the same drash by Boer? It says, Bal HaBoer Yishalim. So I'll darshan al tikra Yishalim ela Yashlim. So Tosfos says, no. Ein lidrash Yishalim Yashlim. It says Yishalim. Avol Yishalmeno Mashma Shabahima Atzma Yishalim. Yishalmena means he should pay up with it. That's finished. And that's Pashtei Dekla, pay up with it. Vizayevsha. He can't pay up with the Behemah. Shekval Mesa. Fakelt, it's dead already. Lefichach Yeshi Lidroish Yashlimena. So the Hechech, the Darshan Yashlimena, is because Yishalmena doesn't make sense. So therefore, that's why we darshan davka by Odom, the Azik Shur, we darshan Yashlimen. That's one Raya. That's Rav Ami's Raya. Rav Kahana Omar Mehoche. Im Toreif Yitoreif, Yivyeyu Eid, Atreifo Lo Yishalem, Ad Treifo Yishalem, Treifo Atzmo Lo Yishalem. Now, before we see Rashi's Pshat, there's a Shal for Losh, and we'll see Rashi learn Pshat that we change the Nikud. It's not Eid, it's Ad. Okay, and the Raiva doesn't like this at all. Let's learn Poshe Pshat. But before we see the Drash of the Gemara, let's learn Poshe Pshat and Posse. We're speaking about Hashem HaSochor, and Allah is Hashem HaSochor is Potter and Onze. So Treife normally is an Oynes, so Memele, so is Potter. So let's learn Poshe Pshat and Posik. Im Toreif Yitoreif. If the Behemoth that he became Hashem HaSochor was Nitras, which is an Oynes, Yiviyeyu Eid, so let him bring Eidim, Eid, Sam Eid Ishtayim. Let him bring to Eidim. And finished, and he's Potter. Lo Yishalim. Lachay, that's just Hatreifa. The word Hatreifa is Lachay Remiyuta. And Rashi and Chumash says Pshat Hatreifa. There's certain Treifas Lo Yishalim. It was an Einis. If it was a pshia, then you do pay. But the word hatreife is miyuta. So the Raivet wants to say as follows. Im toref yitoref yivya eit is potter. But when there was a pshia, then hatreife lo yishalem. You don't have to pay for the treife because the bailam is metaplum benevelam. And the reason I make this drash is because the word hatreif is miyuta. That's how the Raivet says pshat. So the Raivet says, so there's two halves to the psukim. Torav yitorav yivayu eid is speaking about hatreif of an oynes. So let him bring to eidim and his potter. But if there was a pshie that he does have to pay, is hatreif lo yishalem. But the treif, can neged the treif lo yishalem. Because he takes the treifa, you only take the hefsid from the, till the treifa. At treifa lo yishalim. At treifa yishalim, till the treifa yishalim, treifa atzma lo yishalim. This is how the Raivet learns pshat and posik. Let's see how Rashi learns pshat and posik. Yivyeyu eit. Dorish hashta hochi. So Rashi does not learn like the Raivet. Rashi Taka learns that aid means ad. Dorish hashta hochi. Im torif y torif asher. Now Rashi held, so treif is tamazay potter. So Rashi said, no, the Gemara learned that the posik is also speaking about was a treif a bipshia. Im toref yitoref asher bipshi osay shal shomer socha. The high crow bishomer socha ksi, kedemrinem bashoil, parshishni enemro bishomer socha. So we're speaking about im toref yitoref bipshi. Yevieyu ad atreife yishalim kola hezek ad demei atreife. That means, Yivyeyu with Darshan Ad, he pays till the treife. Till the treife, that means till the devalue of the treife, he pays. Aber seems that the word treife you darshan twice. Yivyeyu at treife. He brings the money till the treife. Amud mea treife atzma lo yishalem. But to pay for the treife, you don't. The nizik metapu. V'teirech v'nevela l'moicha. The nizik will take care of the nevela. So memele, all I do is I pay you till the treife. That's the second rash. Chizki yom ha-mehoche, v'meis yi eloi l'nizik. Chizki has said that it says by Asher Nagach, Shalom Shur Tachas Asher, talking about Asher Mu'ud, v'meis yi eloi. So meis yi eloi l'nizik. So the meis goes to the nizik. V'chein tonet v'chizki, v'meis yi eloi l'nizik. Ata oima l'nizik, oyeinei elo l'mazik, maybe fakert, maybe shoyer tacha shoyer means he pays for the whole thing. I had a shoyer, mama don't, so give me back a shoyer. Oyeinei elo l'mazik, you pay me for the shoyer, and then automatically the nevela will be yours. You paid, you got me a new shoyer. Amret loy kachoya. No. That is not pshat. That nevela de mazik. That's not pshat. My loikachoy. How do you know that's not pshat? Maybe that's like a pshat. Marabaye salke daitoch nevela de mazik. And sher tacha sher means that the mazik has to pay for the sher anizik completely. Aval elichta v'rachmona sher tacha sher v'lishtek. Let it just say sher tacha sher. Which means he has to pay for the, yidafim tushtel on another sher. And then I'll understand if he pays for the complete share, so the nevela will belong to the mazik. I tell you to a new share. Velishtek v'meisi eloi. So then, if the meisi eloi is coming to tell us that the nevela belongs to the mazik, so I don't need v'meisi eloi. Let it just say share tachasher. Lo mali. So why do you say v'meisi eloi? Shma mino l'nizik. So here we see that it's going underneath it. What does Rashi say? That the nevela belongs to the nizik, and you have to be mashlam on the nevela. Is al kedai tach nevela de mazik. V'hai v'meish yeloi l'mazik komam. That the mazik keeps the nevela. He takes the nevela according to its value, but all of Yashle Mamazik. Let us see Taisvis. Treifa lo yishalim. So the Gemara darshan, treifa lo yishalim, that means that the treifa doesn't have to pay to the mafkid. The mafkid takes back the treifa. Treik toisves, afagav de kro b'shemach sochoksit. This is the problem. And the pota miyonsin. So how do you darshan atreifa lo yishalem atreifa yishalem atreifa lo yishalem yepata legamri it's an oynes. So midach siv ad atreifa lo yishalem im toref yitoref yivyeyu ad atreifa lo yishalem. That means that Pashtid the Kroh is potter, Tov Yitov Yiveyu. Hey, that's Pashtid the Kroh, and he's potter. He doesn't have to pay Bechlal. But this drash from Ada Treife means is a drash till the Treife you don't have to pay. D the treifa, a treifa lo yishalem. That means, v'heich disham lo yishalem klum b'shvil ha-treifa atzma. See that a treifa lo yishalem, that means, including the treifa, mistom is lo yishalem. He only pays till the shavius of the treifa. So we had here three limudim that are telling us that that chas nevela the nizik mitzriche. So now the Gemara is asking, why do you need these three pesukim mitzriche? Because the brachmona makabei miyishal meno would only say the first posik, which is speaking about which we darshan the yashli meno. And this pasuk is speaking about Adam Shehem Yisrael Bishum Deloy Shriche, because this is a milse Deloy Shriche, that an Adam should kill a Shriche. So Mamela, since it's Loy Shriach, so the Torah was makel on the Mazik, that the Nevela, the Pras Nevela should be to the Nizik. Avol treifa de shchichem, but treifa shoyma hera behemen. He was a shemana behemen, it became nitchav, the samus of the shchiche, eimaloi. I would think there we weren't makel on him, the pchas nevela de nizik. Then I'd say he has to pay for the whole behemen. Shchich, vi yashminen treifa, mishum de memela. If it would say treifas, I think you know why the Torah was makel by treifim, because he didn't bring about the hezek. It came about memela. That means he didn't watch it, and azay was teiref the behemoth. So memela, since he did not directly bring about the hezek, so then the Torah was makel on him, and pchas nevela denizik. Avol make behemet the biyadayim, but make the behemet that he was mazik biyadayim. Eimaloi, maybe that the Torah wasn't makel, and there he'll have to pay keneged the nevela also. Eimaloi. Let us see what Rashi says. Make behemet lo shchiche. She odam mazik behemet shel chaveru. So since this incident is not shchich, leich merolav akosov litroyach b'mechiras hanevela. So memele, so you don't have to sell the nevela, you can return the nevela. Then there's a svare vakert that treife de memele shazev tov v'ashoy meloy niskav. Amot lahochi, so memele, it's really not. He's not such a, the hezek he didn't make, the zev made it. Amati lohochi chos rachmon alei, to lay mitrach ben nevela. So here the Torah was makel, that he doesn't have to be terech to sell the nevela. But, make behemet de biyadayim ko mazik, there is mamish a mazik bidayim, eimala mazik litrech ben nevela mishalem adomim, kamash melon, that afilu by a hezek de memele. There's also this kula, afilo by a mazik biyadayim, there's also this kula of chas nevela denizik. Ve'iyashmin en hanitarti. If it would say these two, it says make behime, and it says, at reife lo yishalem. So I'd say there the Torah was makel by make behemim, because it's a milsa deloy shchiche that a person should kill a behemim. V'ha mishum de memele, and by Hashem the Torah was makel because it was memele. Avo by sheir shenogach sheir. Avo v'meis yeloi dishchiche. Here it is shchiche. So I don't have the svar of Maka Behime. Who be your dayim, and it is also be your dayim, Eimaloi. So then I would say But here the Torah wasn't Mekel, and he can't, you don't say Pras Nevela Denizik. Now let us see what Rashi says. Ub debi yodayim, kamazik. Now that's before, that was be yodayim by, Akibayim. Vameis yeloi, mishtoi bisher nagach. Dishriach, ubi yodayim hu mamish, shohu niskaven lahazik. Now we'll come back to this Rashi soon. But here the Gemara wants to say that Asher Nagach, this is Biyodayim Humamish, Shuhunis Kavan Laz. Okay, let's just go a little further. V'iyashmino, Ameis Yeloi. Let it just say Ameis Yeloi, which is Biyodayim Hamish. Mishum the mamayna ka mazik. There, the mamayna is mazik. So there we were, eiko, avol hoche, the begufa mazik, eimaloi, tzricha. Is let us see Rashi. There's no Rashi. No, shayme socha sheposha, v'nitrafa yedei zev, kiniske gufa choshev lei. Shreihoya olov l'shoimo. Now, l'chayra, this is a miradike gemore. When we start learning Baba Kame and God, when we started the Mishnah, I only mentioned one tzad. Later on Daf Dalet, we mentioned both tzadim. But now we're on Daf Yudam at Beis, and now we're coming back to this chakire, which the G'dayli Achoinim have. The halacha that if a person has a shoyer and the shoyer is mazik, tzachav mazik l'shalim tashlumei nezek b'meita v'oretz. Who is the mazik? Who is the mazik? So we had mentioned on that base, a meiri, chav mazik, the mazik is the owner. You should have watched his shoyer. He's the mazik. That means possessing a shoyer obligates you to watch the shoyer. You didn't watch the shoyer, chav amazik. That's we had a meiri on daf beis amid aleph. We had a rashi on daf tes amid beis. Kol shechavti bishmirosoi. Ishati yes niskoi. So the first Rashi said, also the same Yisod. If I'm obligated to watch it, so it's called, I brought about the Hezek. So it comes out that the Chiyuv of the Dalad Oves Nezikin, the Mazik is the Adam who did not do what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to watch it, and he didn't watch it. Now, when we come to Daf Yudam at Beis, to this Gemara, it doesn't seem like that. It seems ben hapachu. Let's go first the second half of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if it would say only v'yashminen hameis yeloi, if it would only say hameis yeloi, I would say, Mishum de Mamoina Kamazik. There, the Torah made a kula. Why did the Torah make this kula? Because the Mamon is Mazik. Aval Hoche, the Begufa Mazik Eim Aloy. But by Hashemel, the Begufa Kamazik Eim Aloy. Now, what is the Shema? Why is it called that the Shema is Begufa Kamazik? So Rashi says, Sheposha, Shreihoya olav l'shaymoi. So a shaymer is called that he was mazik. And since he did not do his obligation, so he is chayiv to pay. I don't say there. Since he did not do his obligation, Since he did not do his obligation, so the Gemara says there it's called Begufoy Kamasik. He's the Masik. And if he's the Masik, he'll have to pay for the Nevela also. I don't say Pchas Nevela Denizik. Masha Ein Kain. There what it says, Ames Yiloy Bashar Nagach Mamoina Kamasik. So Lachaira, here we see, Lachaira, not the way we said till now. And the lomdus is different. The lomdus is, I'm mechuyev not because I was a pesheye b'shmire. I'm achroy on maise mamoinoi. Whatever my momen does, I'm mechuyev to pay for it. If I watch it, I'm potter. But the chiyev is alts mamoinoi. As they were to be says gewissen from this gemore. And then from the previous gemore also, it would seem like that. The Gemara says that if it would say these two, if it would say only Shema, if it would only say Shema, and if it would say Shema Makibahima, I would say Dafka over there, Leishchiche, Vahomishum de Memela, and the Shema is Memela, Avo Vamesia Loi. The shchiche ubiyodayim. So what does Rashi say biyodayim? Biyodayim umamish shehu niskaven lahazik. So again we see that the chiyev is on the moment. If you call this biyodayim, this is different than Hashoyim. This is biyodayim. This is, the hazik came about biyodayim because the shehu was machaven lahazik. So you see that the chiyev of tashlumim is because of the maise mamoinai, not because of the pshiye bishmirosai. So l'chayreb says, from this gemara we have a raya to the second tzad in the chakire, that the chiyev is als maise mamoinai. Zokta isviz, ha mishum de memeile, Kloima, Michad Minayu Lo Yoshi. But this is Memele, and this is Lo Shriche. Amtaba Yoshi Bemeatzad, Lechosh Laharich Uledagdeg Bezer, the Gemara did not want to go into this Shagel.